Let's get up to the 1990s, shall we?
You bet.
That fateful Saturday cocktail party in 1991.
We will never forget it.
Yeah.
We had some small thought that something might be happening, but none of us thought that it would be the real thing. We thought there would be an announcement or a gesture or something.
You know, we should probably just say that Julian ceased being the head of the Baker Street Regulars, passed it on to Tom Stix.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier.
Julian ceased being Julian by that point, too.
And Julian also said
that's what Tom was waiting out of respect.
That's right.
For Julian, right? Because he knew how he felt about things.
But part of the custom remains after the dinner on Friday, there's a cocktail party on Saturday afternoon, so open to everyone.
Right. And we had gone there with not real expectations, but maybe a little hope. And Evie and I were sitting at the same table. Julie was with Al, of course, kind of across the room. And Tom began by investing a man, Edgar King, or some name, Edwin King, like that, who had been passed over when he should have been made an irregular in Tom's opinion, and had then left the country and been away, and so he gave him the investiture he felt he earned. So a nice, fair thing. But it didn't tell us anything. And then he started investing women, and I can still remember he cried as he started. And he said, I can do the boys, I can't do the girls. But he started with Dame Jean Conan Doyle, and it had been arranged that at that same time she was being presented with the investiture by one of the Sherlock Holmes Society of London people.
The next investiture, hopefully, is being presented in London simultaneously to our cocktail party. The investiture, I'm sorry, is to a certain gracious lady, Dame Jean Conan Doyle.
Who?
And then he went on, I think next to Catherine McMahon, who was the woman in the bookstore who had solved the puzzle and never been able to come to a meeting.
It's after lunch in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And our absent Simpson is awarding the investiture of Lucy Ferry to Catherine McMahon, one of the original solvers, I'm sorry, of the Sherlock Holmes puzzle, hopefully at the present time.
So again, this is righting old wrongs. This was Tom's thing. And we are thrilled for her, and they had arranged to have somebody presented to her in Santa Fe at that same time. And then he announced Edith Meiser, which we were all thrilled for because she was somebody we knew and liked.
Another lady who is missing today, some of us were fortunate to see her yesterday at lunch. I'm sorry. I can handle the men, but I can't handle the women. With the investiture of a fascinating and beautiful woman. Aww. Goes to Edith Meiser.
And then we thought he would stop. Because he'd opened a door, but he'd kept it safe because none of those three would ever come to a dinner. Okay. And then he went on, and that was the magic moment for me. And Evie was first, am I right?
I think.
Three.
If you notice, I don't have to explain the reasons why the women are qualified. That must say something, but I'm not going to get into that one. the investiture of the daintiest thing under a bonnet goes to Evelyn Herzog.
Abby whispers, and we were thrilled, but that was so right. I mean, she was almost in the categories of the others. She had been the head of the Adventuresses all these years. And then Julie.
We had a problem with the next investiture. Since every time I wanted to give a certain investiture to somebody, Julian had already given it away. Julian gave the investiture of Mrs. Hudson to Lisa McGaugh. So I'm left with Mrs. Turner to Julian Carlson Rosenblatt.
I'm weeping by this time. And then I never heard my name said. He said, and to bear the investiture of
Beeswing to Susan Rice.
I turned to Mickey and I said, is it me? And everybody was roaring so much I couldn't hear my name. And went up. I remember going up all the way saying, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Get up there. And hugged Tom. Both of us were crying by this time. It was an amazing thing. Well told in our annals.
Yeah.
And told over and over again. And every time I pass 24 Fifth, I wave at it. And when the world gets tough, I say, let's replay it.
Yeah.
So, yes, an amazing time. None of us believed it.